You're listening to your new Best Friends podcast. Now, here are your hosts, Abby and Mike.
Alright, mic's on.
Okay.
Let's just get right into it.
Well, yeah, give it a second. I just got comfortable.
It's quite sensual back there.
Mm-hmm.
It's making me uncomfortable.
Is it?
A little bit.
Or is it getting you right where you need to be?
I don't think it's going to take me there.
You're already there.
I could fake it.
You're living there. I don't care if you fake it.
I know you don't care if I fake it. Selfish.
No, not selfish.
No, not at all.
Practical.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's not a practical lover.
If I finish before you, that's more time that I can go provide for you.
Are you actually going to, though?
Provide for you?
Yes.
No.
Right.
But there's more time to.
There's more time to, but you're not going to utilize that time.
If you ask me, I might.
So I have to ask you.
I might do it.
During sex.
Not during sex, after.
So sex is over the second you finish. Do you hear yourself?
Sometimes.
It's just usually your selective hearing with yourself.
Well, when's the sex over for you?
When both people finish and we kind of say we're done and we start like pillow talking and cuddling.
Both people finish and then you say we're done.
I mean, you don't say you're done, but I've stopped trying to fuck you.
Okay, that's exactly what I'm saying.
Pretty much, right, but we've both finished is definitely first and foremost. Like, sex isn't over until either we've both finished or the other person calls it off.
Calls it off.
Like, kind of like a, you know.
No mas?
Yeah. You know?
Okay. I think we're warm.
I think we're on fire. All right, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Sorry.
Really?
Sorry, I had a question.
What type of timing
this
is that?
This one's fantastic.
That was
honest.
Like, yeah, I know.
Are you doing the opening or the question?
It's
your question. I don't want to steal it from you.
Okay.
Okay.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of your new Best Friends podcast, where we're here to fill that void in your life.
I'm Mike, and that's Tabby.
Thank you, Michael.
Mm-hmm.
Short, sweet, to the point.
Hey, you have a very good podcast voice, by the way.
Thank you. Where's this coming from?
I just heard it, and I was like, that's not bad.
Thanks. I think the same about yours, too.
Oh, no.
Yours graces my ears a lot. When I'm listening and when I'm I'm editing, I'm like, oh, okay. That's a good guy voice, you know?
Good guy voice.
Good
okay.
guy voice. Yeah. Not as in, like, not that you're not a good guy, but not as in, like, oh, he sounds like a good guy. Just, like, that is a
good male voice.
Yes, correct. Okay. Got it. Any hoodles?
Mm-hmm.
So, I have an opener question today.
Ooh.
And I'm actually stealing this from Broad City.
Okay.
Okay. Alana says to Abby, quickly in passing, she has sex with a basketball player. And she says, you know, I always wanted to have sex with someone over 6'4". That's on my sexual passport. And so that inspired me to want to know, what is on your sexual passport, Mikhail?
Fascinating.
What are some things you want to do that are just on the passport? You want to put a stamp on that page.
Okay. Well, I'm going to get started, and it's going to probably be pretty offensive. So I would like to say,
I don't know why it should be.
These words are mine and mine alone. Do not judge anybody else off them. And if you're offended, they were a joke. You get it?
Are they?
No, they're not jokes. I'm just telling the truth, and I don't want to be. I don't want to be hated for it.
Oh my god.
Okay, one. Need me a short girl.
Okay, how short?
Very short, like 5 foot, maybe 4'11".
Okay, so that's on the passport. Like, what would the page look like?
It's a little like. I don't know how pages look. I keep thinking of like the.
Like it would just say like 4'11" and under.
Okay,
you know, 4'11".
That's
what I'm
under.
Asking. Okay.
Okay. I just kept picturing, like, the roller coaster ride with the ruler and the person, like, wagging his finger. Okay, short person, that's my first passport.
Okay.
Let's see. Outside doesn't interest me. Backseat of a car interests me.
Okay.
Very much. In broad daylight.
Mm-hmm.
That's hot.
Okay. Okay, so sexual passport would be public sex in a car.
Does that count as public sex then?
Of course.
Okay.
It's on public.
Ish, I guess. All right, either way. That one, short girl. Two ugly broads at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be a king to these girls.
I see.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Two cute broads. I want to treat these girls like queens.
Okay.
Oh my god. I don't really need a tall person.
Okay.
I guess a lot of legs. Is that? I guess that comes with a tall person.
Yeah. Well, not necessarily, but.
Okay. Blonde. Never had a blonde.
Okay. Here we go. Now we're talking.
Never had a blonde. Never had nipple piercings.
Okay.
Never had anything pierced down like stairs. I feel like that's not my style.
Okay, so you don't want to check that off.
I would do it, but I'd be more fascinated than like interested.
Okay.
Like a Prince Albert, that no thank you.
Okay.
You know what that is, right?
Yeah, that's when you have like the tip of your dick pierced, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. And I think that might do it.
That's it?
Oh, no. A mom. Someone's mom.
Like one of your friend's moms?
No. Just like a 53-year-old just trying to make it work at home. Doesn't know what to cook for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was just like order pizza and just let me bang it out real quick. And she's like, cool, whatever. I don't care anymore.
Oh, so she's just giving up on life. So you just want someone who's giving up on life?
Not giving up on life, but like...
You just said I don't care anymore.
No, but she's about dinner.
Oh.
Like, well, she's so stressed
out. You got a pizza.
Like, she's got tomato sauce stains on her shirt and just like... She's stressed.
Where'd she get the tomato sauce? So she wasn't cooking, but she got tomato sauce stains on her shirt?
She made the kids grilled cheese and soup earlier.
Oh.
And by the time she cleaned up, it was ready for dinner already.
Wow. It took her 4 hours to clean up from grilled cheese and soup?
They obviously got the tomato sauce everywhere.
But she cooked it.
She cleaned it, too.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
How old are the kids?
Kids are 14 and 16, respectively.
Jesus. So they don't clean up after themselves. No. And that's who you want to bang out?
Yeah.
She's putting gremlins out into the world
exactly.
Who we'll have to take care of.
But she will ride your face off.
I don't think she will. She doesn't care.
No, she doesn't care.
She's like, not going to orgasm.
She's got dark roots and blonde hair, but she will ride you.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that, I guess, but...
Ugh.
I'm thinking of this person now, and I'm just appalled.
No, she's got, like, nurse's shoes when she goes shopping.
What are nurse's shoes?
Just the white slip-ons, the clogs.
So Crocs.
Yes.
Crocs. Let's just call them Crocs.
Okay, we'll call them Crocs.
Because... I feel like it's a specific person who wears Crocs. And
is there?
Oh, yeah. And those people get made fun of. You didn't know this? There's like a whole demographic of people who wear Crocs and they get made fun of if you're not a nurse or a doctor.
What about a drug dealer?
If you're a drug dealer wearing Crocs, wow.
Yeah,
you don't wear a Croc. No. You've either completely given up. So the moral of Crocs are you've either completely given up on life entirely.
Mm-hmm.
You're trying to make a fashion statement. You're so dorky and unaware you don't know,
mm-hmm.
or you're a nurse or doctor.
Okay.
That's the levels of Crocs. Oof. I'm sorry you didn't know that.
I didn't.
Do you own Crocs?
I don't, but I would.
Oh,
they're expensive.
They are expensive.
And that's.
But they sell knockoffs.
Yeah. No. If I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it right.
Yeah, right.
Okay, you're right. You're right.
So anyway.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Crocs.
Yes. You want to do Crocs?
I don't want to do Crocs.
Okay, go ahead. Your turn, though.
Okay, so sexual passport. So mm-hmm. I want someone who's over 6 foot mm-hmm. easily. That shouldn't be hard.
No. Well,
someone who... What?
Women naturally aren't over 6 foot. That might be harder than you
women
think.
Naturally aren't over 6 foot. There's
didn't
an entire
of
league
Asians
of
being
women.
Short?
I didn't make fun of them. I said they're generally shorter.
And women generally aren't over 6 foot.
Right.
All right.
Right.
Okay.
I got vinegar in me today.
Yeah.
Okay. So I also want to go with you on the 4'11 and under. We're
mm-hmm.
going to go someone under. So I want someone who would have been 4 years above me out of high school. Because usually right now, I kind of gauge my dating appropriateness with someone on whether they would have been in high school with me.
I think we all do.
Do we?
I do. Like, oh, I would have been a senior, you're a freshman. That's okay.
Yes. And right, exactly. And I'm like, and it's okay. And then the same goes backwards, too. It's okay if I would have been a senior when they were a freshman.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to go 1 year before that. Like, I would have been a senior and they were in eighth grade. But not for realsies, obviously. Because
okay.
I'm old enough now. No, mm-hmm. regardless and no matter which direction, it's still legal.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
I must stress that.
No matter what.
Mm-hmm.
Even, like, I'm 28 now, so.
Yeah.
Obviously, 5 years ahead, that would be fine. So I want to go 5 years in either direction, forward or backward.
Mm-hmm.
That's for sure. Peg a dude. That's up there, guaranteed.
Peg a dude. Now,
peg a dude.
Some people might not know what pegging is.
Oh, boy. Just refer back to a few episodes. We cover pegging, docking, and frottage in thorough detail. Thorough detail. So that's for you.
Okay.
But just real quick, pegging is when a woman... Everybody, if mm-hmm. you have children in the car, they shouldn't be listening anyways.
Yeah, really.
We talked about a Prince Albert. But pegging is when you fuck a dude in the ass with a strap on, okay? Because as we all know, and I've tried to tell Mike multiple times.
Prostate.
The prostate, the G-spot,
mm-hmm.
is located, where is it?
Inside the butt.
Inside the butt.
Mm-hmm.
So, I want to peg a dude. That's up there for sure. I want to date someone of every race.
A date?
I know, I was like, date. I want to experience someone of every race and culture.
Okay.
Every race, culture, ethnicity. I want all of it.
Now, when you say experience, you mean like just like smooch up or like...
All of it.
Okay.
I want the full extremes and I want a home-cooked meal from each one of their parents. I'm serious. You think I'm kidding?
This isn't sexual.
No, this is just part of... Well, it's my passport.
Yeah, a sexual
passport.
You
asked me what I meant by experience, and to me, experiencing is sitting down... First, you know... More often than not, I get introduced to people's families.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It just happens. So I'd really like an authentic home-cooked meal from each of their families, from their background, of whatever their favorite food would be that they can cook.
Okay.
So, like, I'd really like to go to, like, a Greek grandmother's house.
I'm just getting gyros and yogurt.
No, see? Now, look at you. Look at you. So I'd like for them to cook me like a homemade, like, moussaka or something.
What's
you know?
That?
I know, right?
It's like a gyro?
Yes.
Is it really?
No. And anybody who knows what it is, what I just said, yes, they were like, I can't cut that. So anyways, I'd like, and then I also want her to like stand over me and like observe my every bite and make sure I really like it. And then like overfeed me too, you know, like, and I want that to happen at every house I go to. So, you know, like the food's
like you're
always
just hungry right now.
I mean, I can eat.
I can eat. You know?
I can eat. Regardless. So that's part of my experiencing them. Let's see. Sexual passport. I want to do every sexual position known to man.
Like?
Every single one that's in the books. Yeah, exactly. I want to cover every single one. Just even if like we're not enjoying it and we did it for just a second, just to be like, we did every single one. That's in the sexual passport.
Okay.
It doesn't have to be with the same person.
No,
it doesn't have to be the same
fine.
Person. I can do it with different people. It'd be nice to do the same person. We're just like going page by page. We're like, okay, now you go upside down.
Now, is the
put your pussy right in my face.
Oh, boy. When you say things like that, it's so sharp. Oh, my word. Oh. Okay, what I was going to say before you creep me out was... Is there a Kama Sutra for women, or is it all just kind of generic?
Maybe. I don't know.
You should do it.
Do you think there's a Guinness Book World Records of it? There had to have been. Somebody already had to have said, let's do every single position.
And somebody watched them? Like a magnifying glass?
Of course. Well, you don't need a magnifying glass. I want to have sex on a plane, on a train. I've already done it in a car, so that one's gone.
Mm-hmm.
You
really do planes, trains, and automobiles in your head?
Yeah.
Okay, good to know. Vespa, what do you call those things?
Oh, yeah. That's sex on a Vespa.
Okay.
Basically, that's sex in pretty much almost anywhere possible.
Ooh, koozie sex. I want to have some jacuzzi sex.
Like, yeah, I thought you're not supposed to fuck women in the water. And women aren't supposed to be fucked in the water, because I thought, like, if water gets up there, it's bad.
I heard you couldn't get pregnant in a jacuzzi sex.
I heard that if a... Wait.
Wait. Go ahead.
If a woman is pregnant...
Mm-hmm.
And if you blow into her vagina and I swear to you,
mm-hmm.
then you could kill the baby or something.
Oh, please, 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 please do not take this out.
I'm not. No, I'm serious. I'm serious. Please look it up. Please. Please. I'm telling you.
Just logistically.
Please look it up. Please. No. Let's take the moment. I'll cut the time out.
Oh, no. So wouldn't, like, abortion doctors just, like, yodel into people's vaginas and go, like, stick his hand out? $20, please. My God. You were dense.
I'm so serious. Look it up, please. Please, I beg of you.
You blow into some girl and like, no, baby it's only yells, like oh, later. Occupado. No, that's not how it works.
It's only even later in the pregnancy. All right, can you look it up? Can you please look it up?
Okay, it'll sure.
It'll take 2 seconds. Sure. If you blow into a pregnant woman's vagina, what happens?
Okay, let me get my... Wow.
You're going to be upset when you find
that. Hey, Gary, I'm 6 months pregnant. Don't blow on me. Whatever, Pearl, whatever.
Why are you naming SpongeBob?
Oh, Gary. Oh, that's right.
Gary and Pearl.
Well, Gary... Oh, that would be pretty hot if that lobster did that whale.
That's not a lobster. He's a snail.
Gary? Oh, Gary's a snail. Larry the lobster. Wow. I apologize. I'm pretty good at SpongeBob.
You are so dense.
Yeah, okay. As I Google blowing yeah. into a vagina.
Pregnant vagina.
I don't think I have to specify.
Yeah, I think you do. On Google, I think you do. Oh, boy. I'm crying.
Blowing into a vagina can cause an embolism?
There, see?
What?
Look at that.
Well, there's a picture of scuba divers. I don't know what I'm looking at.
Don't trust that website.
Air embolism can occur in a tear and injury of vagina. Oh, seriously? Oh, wait. Risk a high in pregnant women who may have a tear in their placenta. I can blow your placenta with the same air
that takes to blow a balloon? Now, wait. Let's stop everything that we're doing right now.
Oof.
I'll give you a moment.
Yeah. Okay. I'll give you a real one. I apologize for saying it's false. That if you blow into a vagina, you can kill the baby. That was wrong of me. And I said it out of anger and common sense that would not happen.
You called me dense.
I did call you dense. I won't take that back.
Then this apology is moot.
Oh, well then...
Here we are.
Yeah, how about the first story?
Yeah, I was just going to say, I was like, let's just get to the first submission.
Yeah.
Oof. Wow. I'm so glad that we looked that up and I was right. That was so worth it. Who knew? I knew. I told you.
You didn't know.
I said.
You yell out 10 facts.
Yeah, that's
true. Quote unquote facts. Something's going to be true.
You got to throw a bunch of things at the wall. One of the pieces of spaghetti is going to stick. You ever see someone do that?
Yes, I have. It's actually pretty cool.
Yeah, I know. It's a pretty great way to know if it's done.
I mean, you could just put it in your mouth.
Yeah. But, you know. All right, here we go.
Blowing? Who found that out?
That's what I thought, too. When someone first told me that, I was like, okay, so the first person who found out, tragic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, really.
Tragic.
Dog, it was a goof, I swear.
It's like, you're not going to believe. What was the last thing that happened? It was mm-hmm. like, well,
yeah.
We were getting a little crazy, and I incorporated... An air bubble into the lovemaking.
Air bubble.
Like you wouldn't believe. I blew into her vagina, Doc.
I was lips deep in her and I burped. We lost a kid.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Lips deep.
Well, you had to get the seat. Okay, first.
But when I say put your pussy on my face, that's jarring.
The P word.
But just, I was lips deep. I burped and we lost a kid. That might be the title.
I was thinking the same thing. Oh, boy.
Unless something can top that, because that's fucking great. Oh, my God. I got to get together here.
Okay.
Fuck. I'm a goddamn podcast host. I'm better than this. Okay, here we go. Hey, Tabby. Hey, Mike. I recently came out to my mother as a gay woman. She was super supportive and told me how brave I was. She then went on to suggest that I have a coming out party for the rest of the family and friends. This sounds like hell to me. I 100% don't want to do this, but she was so amazing about it that I feel almost obligated to do it. Any suggestions?
This is a new one. Thank you for the submission.
Thank you.
Now.
Coming out party.
Now, I don't officially... I mean, I guess I'll use the context clues and... Like, do you...
I'm coming.
Do you say I'm gay during the party, or is it like I'm gay, streamers up, and then you just walk in and go, yikes, it's me.
Why would you say yikes?
I don't know.
Everybody showed up for you.
True. Okay, so you have a party and then you say, hey everybody, I'm gay.
I don't know. I mean, I think it could go either way. I feel like... So, I think in that situation, if you have everybody show up and then tell them there, is that manipulative?
Kind of.
Down to its core, rather than letting your homophobic family members and friends wean themselves out and make the decision to not support you and leave your life?
Yep, I agree.
Oof. So you're almost... I mean, I guess it's a good way for you to figure out who's going to support you in your life, listener.
True.
You know?
Very true.
It's like... when your six-year-old has a birthday party and then you realize your six-year-old's been a fucking loser in class this whole time because nobody shows up to the party.
Shit.
Right?
Yeah.
That's what happens. And then you look at your six-year-old like, what the fuck are you doing in class, Aaron? Like, what are you doing? Like, I don't understand it. You know? It's not based off true events. I don't have a son named Aaron.
There you go. Now, is this normal? Like, is this normal?
What?
The party.
I've never attended one.
Oh, okay. So this is like a...
I think it's like a gender reveal party. It's probably like just starting to come to fruition, you know?
Gotcha.
Yeah, yeah. Could you... Would you go to a...
Oh,
What if I had one now? Would you come?
And you... Wait, and I didn't know you were gay?
Well, no. Like, I just had one tomorrow. Tomorrow's Friday. And I'm just like, hey, I'm going to have a coming out party.
Yeah, I'd go.
Tomorrow.
I mean, it's just a party for me. I don't care if you're gay or not.
Well, I mean, but it's themed about me coming out, so I'm gonna, you know, really stress that, probably.
Then, yeah,
for
I'd
sure.
I'd be fine with it.
Is it only because it's me?
No, I genuinely don't care about anybody's sexual preference. I do what you want, and I'll go to any
party.
I
don't mean about the sexual preference.
Oh.
I just mean about the fact that someone's having a coming out party. I know you don't care about people being gay, straight, whatever.
Hmm.
I'm saying, how do you, like, so would you go to a gender reveal party?
Yeah, I have.
Oh, you have?
Mm-hmm. You never?
So far, no.
No, they're terrible. Because everybody wants to see the one thing, but you hold it off for a while.
Oh, okay, I got you. Right, right, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, in fact, the last baby shower I just went to, they didn't keep the gender, they kept the name. So the name was on the cake when the cake came out.
Mm-hmm. What was the name?
I don't want to say.
Okay, you can make one up real quick.
It's better that I don't.
Aaron. That little shit, six-year-old.
They just adopted him.
Mm-hmm.
He's scummy. And a loser.
Oh, okay, so you didn't have one, but I would like to hear about your coming out, if possible.
Well, I never really officially came out.
Really?
I just kind of... Yeah, well, so when my friends found out at the time, my close friends, I foolishly... was logged into my MySpace on my friend's brother's computer. Side note about this friend's brother. This friend's brother, he was like, he couldn't go to any of the public schools because he was just like crazy, and he threw like a stapler at a teacher, and then he got sent to the juvenile school in like the back of the town.
Damn.
And he had to go there, and he had anger problems, and he was just like, the guy was great.
Tons of fun is what I'm getting at.
Yeah. It was great for a bunch of teenagers to have around. So I was like maybe 14 at the time, 14, 15, and I was logged in on his computer. I remember it because he lived upstairs in this creaky ass fucking ladder and shit, but we used to hang out up there all the time. And I think like my friend called me or something to come downstairs to eat or something, like, I don't know, but I left myself logged in, and I was talking to this chick in my messages, And he went up there.
Mm-hmm.
And the next thing I know, I hear him like, what? You're kidding me? Side note. Side note. I was in Catholic school.
Oh.
So I was in Catholic school, and the friend whose house I was at Catholic school with me. We went to the same school.
Mm-hmm.
Very religious family. I had like my family wasn't devoutly religious, but I was in Catholic school.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, being gay wasn't exactly condoned.
Mm-hmm.
So next thing I know, I hear him yelling upstairs, and he's like, oh, you're not gonna believe it. Oh, Tabby's talking to girls up here. Mm-hmm. And I was like, and I just remember, like, everything in me was like, oh, that's it, the jig is up.
Mm-hmm.
And then we all went upstairs and read my messages.
As a goof, right?
Yeah.
That sucks.
And he was just like, I knew it, blah, blah, blah. Because remember, I've mentioned before, I was, like, adamantly against homosexuality.
Oh.
So it was, like, this big freaking, like, blow up in my face of, like, well, way to try and cover something up. It really came back and bit me in the ass full circle. So I remember, like, my friend was so upset. She was upset not because I was gay and going to go to hell, but because that did upset her, though.
Mm.
But more because I hadn't told her, and she felt like, why couldn't you tell me this, like, secret about you and da-da-da? And I was just like, well, we're all going to go to hell about it, you know? Like, mm-hmm. I was ashamed, you know? So, yeah, that was that. And then it was just kind of, like, never spoken of again, really. It was, like, everybody was fine with it. And then I told my mom, and she was just like, don't bring that fucking shit around the house. And I was like, right, oh, got it. And then my grandmother was totally chill with it. And it was just kind of like a don't ask, don't tell situation. So, mm-hmm. like, I had, like, exes, like, pretty much living in my grandmother's house with me.
Mm-hmm.
And we were just working full time, and she just referred to them as my friends.
Oh, so she's
the ex who I bought the house with, she knew we were together. That mm-hmm. one, she knew we were together. It was pretty obvious, that woman was... But yeah, other than that, like, she's still, anybody who I'm seeing, if I tell her about them, she'll say, oh, how's your friend? And that's it. So, and I corrected her on it a couple times, like, my girlfriend, she's like, mm-hmm. How are they? Like, they are well.
Do you think she secretly wants you to be straight?
No, because she has grandchildren. I mean, I am her grandchild, and she has other little ones around her.
Mm-hmm.
She talks so openly about how she supports it, so I don't know. I feel like if she had better lungs, she'd be out on the front lines, like, marching, holding flags and stuff. If only for the recognition.
Yes.
Just okay. To say she was a pioneer of the movement.
That guy was a dirtbag. That's a dirtbag thing to do. Just put your business out there after reading it like that.
What the hell are you talking about?
The guy in the attic.
Oh, well, I mean, he went to a juvenile school for delinquents and...
Through staplers at teachers,
yeah. So, you know, this was sort of that was my bad, really. Yeah. Really, in
that's
hindsight,
a mild
my bad.
Monday to him.
Yeah, exactly. That was, like, a good day for him. So that was my coming out story. It was a hoot.
Was it... So no party, then?
There was no party. There okay. was no party. No party. If yeah. you were mm-hmm. gay, mm-hmm. would you want to have a coming out party?
No.
Why? Too much attention?
Yeah. I'm very low-key. I feel like I would just be gay on my own time.
So, but you wouldn't want people to celebrate you for being you and how much they love you, like, for you and their support for you?
No.
No.
That sounds...
It's kind of like a birthday party.
Horrible, yeah.
It's like, I feel like I got a card because I am gay, but I don't want to use that card just yet.
No. Save it for something
time.
Good.
I'm going to save it for something real good. And mm-hmm. It's not now. It is not now.
I don't think I ever knew this story.
Oh, the way that I got outed?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I got outed. Yeah. I did not come out on my own. I did not exit the closet on my own, on my own accord.
When do you think you would have?
Oh, boy. Probably after high school. Probably okay. after high school, because that was when I had, like, my first real girlfriend. Was, like, my right in, like, my end of my senior year, right when I was graduating.
Okay.
So I probably would have came out then.
Yeah. Mm.
Do you think you would have came out in high school?
No.
No way, right? Especially because, like, years ago, it was even worse. Like, now it's a great time to come out.
Oh.
But 10 years ago and, 50 years ago, it was, like, for you, crazy.
50?
50.
50.
50 years ago was when you were in high school.
Because my knees hurt, but I'm not that old.
You were in high school what? How many years ago?
You said 50?
Yeah. I was being obvious, you know,
hyperbolic.
Sarcastic, right.
Ouch.
But, you know, because you're so old. Much
yes.
older than I.
I graduated in 2001.
Jesus.
The year of our Lord.
I was just going to say the year of the fucking 9/11.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I was at...
I was in fifth grade.
I was at home, in bed. I saw it happen on the TV. I waited like a half an hour, and then I got mad that they were taking up all the normal TV shows.
Mm-hmm.
So I went and found a cartoon.
Where?
Nickelodeon.
Yes, that's right.
Did not play
Nickelodeon.
9/11.
That's right.
Big shock.
I remember that. That was like one of the only stations that day that didn't have what was going on.
We gotta keep things normal here.
Something for the kids to stare at.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, yeah. 9/11.
We successfully slipped 9/11 into this conversation.
We do. Fancy. Every third or fourth episode, it roots itself in.
Mm. Just never forget. That's all I say.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what you say ever. You never say that. Never once do I hear you say
I think we need to heal and move on.
Oh, boy.
You should probably cut that out. All right. Story number two. Let's keep this train rolling.
All right. Let's get the next submission. Okay. Hey, YNBF. I'm going to ask my crush to the prom. I want it to be super special, so do you two have any ideas? Asking early enough that it should, I hope, be able to be answered in time. Thanks in advance.
Oh, thank you for the question.
Thank you very much for your submission.
Let's hope they have proms this year.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. Crap, I think
it.
The majority of them got canceled, actually.
Yeah, but we'll just assume that...
Oh, damn it. And we're just, yeah, I guess we'll just assume that they're going to go to the prom.
Okay.
This is a waste of a submission, Michael.
No.
You really should have thought about this.
Nope.
You should have thought about this before you brought this to my face and let me read it.
Everybody gets a chance to be on the show. That's the best part about the show.
You picked this before this all happened, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, let's...
Departing from the blueprint.
Let's treat it as such. Okay, fine. So then why don't you...
Well, I'm so excited for your prom.
What was your prom like?
Oh. First off...
Mm-hmm. I don't want too many details. Like, just give me the good ones.
Oh, all right.
Like...
Nothing. That's your detail.
Did you wait?
You went there.
Uh-huh. How'd you eat?
I didn't eat that well.
The food was bad, or you just didn't eat? Because I know if you were there and there was good free food, you're all over it.
Of course.
Right, so the food was poor.
Food was poor.
Got you.
My date
poor.
Talked to some other girl the whole time.
So she... Why did you two go?
How'd that happen?
Tell me about that.
I was a senior.
Okay.
She was a sophomore or junior.
Mm-hmm.
We were in foods class together.
Okay.
I thought she was cute. I told her I'm going to invite you to the prom. She said, yeah, right. And then... I gave her the thing like a week later, and she's like, oh, shit, you were serious. I'm like, yeah. She's like, okay, of course I'll go. And then my friend invited her friend. They talked the whole time. Didn't even let me hit at the end. I'm like, you got flowers on your dress. I picked you up.
Mm-hmm.
Limo? Least you could do is let me hit, right?
Limo?
No, friend's car.
Well, that's why.
What?
You didn't get a limo.
Limo, I wouldn't have been able to hit.
You wouldn't have been able to hit regardless.
That's true.
So, whatever you would have done. Should have gotten a limo.
Should have.
SpongeBob got a limo.
SpongeBob did get a limo.
He also got, like, long, adjustable legs. So,
yes,
tall, dark, and
did.
Handsome.
What was the name of the
You're
dance?
You're not any of those things. What?
What was the name of the dance?
I don't know. Do you know?
No. All I can remember was when he's trying to get the ladle out of the punch bowl. It was going side to side.
The T-Rex arms.
Yeah, okay.
We talk about SpongeBob too much. Between 9/11 SpongeBob and John Goodman's balls, I feel like we'll never get through and poop.
Yes.
We actually haven't talked about shit in a little while.
Here we go.
Don't, because I'll go. You know I'll go. Not physically, but I mean...
So anyway,
oh, boy.
Oh, speaking of poop, I guess it's poop related.
Oh, boy.
Remember yesterday when I walked into the office and you just had, like, ripped some savage ass?
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, oh, it smells like farts in here. And then you started giggling like you got mental issues.
The lettuce is tearing me up inside.
Lettuce?
I'm telling you, I guess.
That's my kryptonite. some moist iceberg. And
not iceberg.
Sorry.
It's spring mix and romaine. Thank you. But yeah, for whatever reason, man, you know what? I'm going to be honest, it's probably my whole diet. Mm-hmm. So I start my day off.
Go ahead.
Well, a quick run through of my day. So I have a Kodiak protein pancake.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't usually eat until work, which is hours later. And then I just tear house.
Yes.
And I usually always have a salad, and that salad seems to rip through me as far as not making me have to, like, have diarrhea or shit or anything, but what do you want me to say?
Clean it up. Clean it up right now.
So, but.
Wow. Okay.
Whenever I see the low-hanging fruit, I can't not. I can't. Anyway.
Who had the salad?
Yes. And it makes my fart smell so terrible, but I I also eat a lot of broccoli.
Yeah.
And chicken. So I feel like those things in combination in my stomach, and then couple that with all of the assorted goods that I eat on the in-betweens.
Maybe it's,
you know, like the handfuls
orange.
Of this. It's the orange.
It's probably the orange that you, like, sexually assault.
They're not easy to peel.
Yeah, they are. They really
something
are.
Something about them.
You just
I don't have nails, though.
Your Crypt Keeper thumbs into them. All the other oranges are, like, calling 911. That's the one. What she did to Stanley was unconscionable. You get, like, a little bit of orange out of it.
It hurts you?
My
thumb, yeah.
It hurts your thumb.
Because I can't. I don't have any nails.
The soft skin.
I need to get an orange opener or something.
An orange? They don't even exist because oranges. I need a banana peeler. And what? You're a piece of crap.
It's true, though. They're hard to start.
They hurt my thumbs, so
they
then
do.
I punch them.
I just take it all out. I get full of vinegar. And yeah, and then sometimes the skin doesn't come off in one shot.
Okay, so prom. Oof. How was your prom?
I didn't go.
Oh, fantastic. Why not?
I didn't want to. I was too much of a rebel without a cause.
So nobody asked you. That is correct.
Yes, but... At that time, I knew I was bi, because I remember I was talking to a girl at the time, and I remember saying to her, like, well, if two girls could go together, I'd probably ask you, but then we just ended up staying home and smoking a lot of weed, and then we went out with some other friends who didn't go to prom later. Yeah, it was pretty good.
Did you guys get it on?
Probably. I don't remember. I don't know. That was a crappy relationship.
Oh. So, you couldn't go two girls to the prom? Oh,
no.
It was a Catholic school?
Well, no. I was in a public school, but... Mm-hmm. Nobody was doing that. That wasn't happening.
Ooh, well, that sucks. I'm sorry. What about if the best way that you would ask somebody to the prom if you had the opportunity to? You can go back to high school. You can do that movie with, what's her face? What's that big titty chick's face? What's her name?
That narrows it down.
Blonde. She was Charlie's Angel.
Uma Thurman?
Okay, I'm asking the wrong person.
You really are.
Oh, man. Oh, Never Been Kissed, that movie?
Nope.
Come on. Come on.
It would be tragic if we were on some sort of game show where all they asked us were celebrities' names of movies and TV shows, because you'd be so upset.
Oh, okay.
Just everything. I was playing...
Oh, I had it for 2 seconds. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, that sucks. I was playing... there's, like, this game where... I guess it's, like... Not whatever the hell, you hold it up to your head,
yeah.
And then they have to guess. What would you call that?
It's like
charades, I guess.
Whatever, yeah.
Like, okay, so anyways, the answer was Beauty and the Beast, okay? And my partner, so I'm trying to rattle off things. I'm like, okay, she had Stockholm Syndrome in a castle. She was held captive. There's a rose that they have to keep underneath a glass case. And if they don't keep it under the glass case when the last petal falls, then he'll never, like, get out of the castle or whatever.
Oh my God, that's horrible.
What?
It's not even good.
You wouldn't guess Beauty and the Beast from any of those?
Probably not.
Are you crazy? She was kept in a castle prisoner.
Every
There's a rose white. Under a glass vase.
Every white princess has been kept in a castle.
That's true. Like Peach.
Yeah. Shrek's broad. I forgot her name.
Fiona.
Oh, there you go. Drew
that
Barrymore.
I know.
Drew Barrymore.
That's... She played a Charlie's Angel?
Yeah.
See? Here you go.
It was her... Cameron...
Cameron Diaz. That's what I, what I was going to say.
And Lucy Liu.
Okay.
Anyway, that she was in a movie where she went back to high school, older, mm-hmm. and, like, she did it differently, and she killed it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you go back to high school right now.
Yeah.
You don't look like you do.
Oh.
You look younger.
Okay.
Remove the bags.
Great.
And the stretch marks.
Okay.
The varicose veins are just gone.
That's amazing.
Yes. Your feet are presentable. And go.
What? Go what?
Prom.
Oh.
Yes, how would you want to be?
So I'm just sleeping on my desk again, is what you're telling me?
There's a cute girl. You
oh,
like
yeah.
her.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, remember? You have the confidence of good feet. Yes. How do you ask a child? How do you ask Your feet are her.
I would show up to her house.
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
With a sign. And I would probably, if she had siblings or something, I'd probably have somebody work in harmony with me. Mm-hmm. Maybe have, like, music playing.
What song?
And whatever song meant the most to the both of us.
That's a cop-out.
Okay.
Just pick a really nice song right now.
Put
by Dojo Cat.
It's Doja?
Is Doja?
No, it's Doha.
Doha?
Well, you said Dojo. She's a gym battler. Dojo. Oh, boy. Made me think of Pokemon.
Got her brown belt and mixed Meowstial arts.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Shaq, foul line. He misses.
So you'll say Shaq. But when I say Jordan.
Yeah. It took
it's
you
a, problem.
A while to get
yeah,
to Jordan.
If you hadn't said...
You know, the African-American man.
That's not what I said.
That is exactly what you said.
That is not what I said.
Verbades, that's exactly what you said.
No.
You said, you know, bold.
I said not LeBron.
Bold.
No.
You said Shaq. I said,
yes,
no.
I said, and then I said not Shaq. I said, but he does commercials and stuff. He's still really popular.
You know, the African-American
That's not
gentleman.
What I said.
Yeah.
And then you said, I know you're not talking about
Sean
Miguel
Bradley.
Jordan. Sean Bradley.
Yeah.
And then I
said,
that sounds
just sounds white.
Sounds awfully white.
Oh.
To which you replied.
Later. Yeah.
If you could take the most white individual you can picture.
Stretching to 6'7"
Yeah. That would be Sean Bradley. And I said, I see him.
Okay, so.
Where were we?
Girl. Her
oh, right. So I'm working in harmony. I'm going to play some probably from Frank Sinatra, because you know I'm an old school at heart. So.
Okay.
And, yeah.
How are you dressed?
Oh, good question.
You going tux? You just going smooth outfit?
Smooth outfit. Okay. Probably her favorite outfit.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah, butt naked.
Nice. How are you asking?
Oh, okay. Trail... of exotic rare rose petals.
Exotic rare rose petals. So she'll know just from the rose petals out there?
Yes, from her locker
mm-hmm.
to her house.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I got cash like that in my dreams.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, she walks up to her bedroom. I'm in there. On one knee. Not asking her to marry her. But asking
uh-huh.
to do me
mm-hmm.
the honor
mm.
of coming with me. The prom.
Mm-hmm.
She says yes.
Mm-hmm.
I take her outside. Orchestra.
Wow.
Front lawn.
Wow.
Yep. Playing all of Sir Mix-a-Lot's hits. All of that one. Baby Got Back. That's so it.
Baby Got Back on trumpets.
Mm-hmm.
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 And an oboe.
Obviously.
Clearly. And then I'm just like dancing.
And a didgeridoo.
Huh?
A didgeridoo.
It could be.
And that's the accompaniment.
And she sits on the stoop and just like claps while I dance to Baby Got Back for like 3 hours.
On cardboard?
No. No, no, no.
So you're just getting dirt all over your...
Yes. My
Can they do dust off your shoulders at one point from Jay-Z and then you like clean off the actual dirt on your shoulders and you get back to like busting it at Sir Miss a lot?
Absolutely.
Great.
Absolutely.
That I think would just be like good. So she has to clap the whole time like she's watching a seal do performances? Yeah. Okay, got
then
you.
It gets
That's
dark.
Part of it. Right.
It gets dark.
Mm-hmm.
I somehow arrange the stars.
Oh. You know, you can pay to do that.
You can. Yeah. Bruce Almighty did it. Anyway. It just says,
mm-hmm.
What up with that mouth?
It said, what that mouth do?
And then...
Question mark, question mark.
she inhales your boy.
Oh, I heard a good joke today.
Go ahead. I hope it has to do something with inhaling.
It sure does.
Okay.
I might give it away. So who was the princess who went to the ball and had to be back by midnight?
Are you needing assistance with your...
Yes, just tell me. Who was
Cinderella?
Cinderella, okay.
There we go.
So, Cinderella showed up to the ball at midnight.
Mm-hmm.
What did she say when she got to the ball?
I don't know.
The low-hanging fruit.
Oh,
I'm crying.
That was a belly laugh. That one got me in my soul. Oh, shit.
All right, everybody. We just want to say thank you so much for doing exactly what you're doing. For sending out, telling whoever, telling everybody. We're seeing the numbers go up every single week. You guys are doing a fantastic job. And girls, I do that every freaking time.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we will see you next week. We love you so very much.
Bye.
Bye.
There you go.
Thanks for listening. Want to be part of the show? Write in at ynbfpodcast@yahoo.com or call us at 707-461-0706. Follow us on Facebook at Your New Best Friends Podcast, Instagram at ynbfpodcast. We can be found on Spotify, Anchor, or wherever you listen to podcasts.